这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and we're going to complete one of the things that we have started for several days in a row. Our program is set up so that you can learn some new English words. And if you've been listening the past few days, you'll know that we are working on something called Instructions for Life. Now, I've read all the instructions, all 45 points, several times over the last few days. So that will give you a chance to hear them many times. And that way you can also listen to the words and the pronunciations of the words, and it will help you with your English. That's what Jewels from the Internet is about. I want to be able to help you with your English. And you know, by the letters that I receive, it seems that you are able to pick up some new words or to learn some new words and also hear the pronunciation and try hard to follow that pronunciation. That's what we hope that will happen on Jewels from the Internet. You know, I like to put all these stories into short little booklets where you can have your own copy of our stories. Also, that way you can put the meanings of the words and the spellings of our words into the back of the book or right at the story. So I'll give you an address at the end of our program today so that you can write to me. And you can ask for the booklets or the story numbers that we have been doing and that you have enjoyed. We are working on story number 406. And this is in book 12. We've done many, many stories in the time that I've even been here in Hong Kong. Lots of stories. And that way you can reread the stories and learn more from them every time you read them. Let me read for you now number 406, and it's called Instructions for Life. Number 1. Eat plenty of whole rice. Number 2. Give people more than they expect, and do this willfully. Number 3. Learn by heart your favorite song. Number 4. Don't believe everything you hear, and do not sleep as much as you would like to. Number 5. When you say, I love you, say it truthfully. Number 6. When you say, I'm sorry, say it with eye contact. Number 7. An engagement period of 6 months is crucial before marriage. Number 8. Believe in love at first sight. Number 9. Never mock others' dreams. Number 10. Love deeply and passionately. You may get hurt, but this is the only way to live life to its fullest. Number 11. Deal with discontentment. Fight fairly, but do not offend. Number 12. Do not judge others because of their relatives. Number 13. Talk slow. Think fast. Number 14. When someone asks you a question you do not want to answer, smile and ask, "Why do you want to know?" Number 15. Remember that the greatest love and the greatest success also hold many risks. Number 16. Call your mom. Number 17. Bless a person who has just sneezed. Number 18. When you lose, Do not lose the lesson. Number 19. Remember, respect for yourself, respect for others, and responsibility for your actions. Number 20. Do not allow a small disagreement hurt a great friendship. Number 21. When you notice that you have made a mistake, take the appropriate steps to correct it. Number 22. Smile when you answer the phone. Those who call can hear your smile. Number 23. Marry or be with the person you love talking to the most. When you get old, conversation will be more important than anything else. Number 24. Spend some time alone. Number 25. Accept change with open arms, yet do not give up your values. Number 26. Remember that sometimes silence is the best answer. Number 27. Read more books and watch television less. Number 28. Live a good, honorable life. Later, when you grow old and remember the past, you will enjoy them once more. Number 29. Believe and trust God, whomever, whatever you conceive God to be, but securely lock your car. Number 30. An atmosphere of love at your home is most important. Do all that you can in order to create a calm home full of love. Number 31. Do not bring back the past. Number 32. Read in between the lines. Number 33. Share your knowledge. It is the way to live forever. Number 34. Be gentle with our Earth planet. Number 35. Pray. Prayer has incredible power. Number 36. Never interrupt someone who flatters you. Number 37. Take care of your problems. Number 38. Do not trust a man or woman who does not close their eyes when you kiss them. Number 39. Once a year, visit a place you have never seen before. Number 40. If you make a lot of money, channel it so as to help others while you are alive. This is the greatest satisfaction a treasure can afford you. Number 41. Remember that sometimes not getting what you want is very lucky. Number 42. Learn all the rules and then break some. Number 43. Remember that the greatest relationships are the ones in which the love between two people is greater than the need one has of the other. Number 44. Judge your success in light of what you had to give up in order to obtain it. Number 45. Relate to love and to the kitchen completely. Okay, we're at number 31. Let's start. Do not bring back the past. Have you ever had somebody say, "But remember when you did something?" And you'll say, "I don't want to hear about that again." I have children that do that. They like to bring back the past and say, "Remember when you hit me?" And I have to sort of intervene or get in into the conversation and say, now remember, we don't have to bring up the past. It's not fair. So don't bring back the past. Don't bring up things that have happened before. Just go from now and be a happy person. Number 32. Read in between the lines. What does in between mean? Well, you have a beginning and you have an end, and whatever is in the middle is in between the beginning and the end. So it says, read in between the lines. Well, you know, that means to listen closely to what people are saying. See if there's something that they haven't said in words that they say in actions. Sometimes that happens. They don't say something, but they mean that, don't they? So listen closely to what people say. Look, observe, and see what their actions are like. Number 33, share your knowledge. It is the way to live forever. How do you share? That means that you give something to somebody else. To share. S-H-A-R-E. To give. That's the same as sharing. Now, what's knowledge? Knowledge is what you know. Each one of us has a different knowledge, don't we? Because I come from another country, I have knowledge about things that maybe you have never seen. If you've never been in a winter where there's snow, I can tell you, because I have the knowledge. I know what it's like. So knowledge is things that you know. Let me spell knowledge for you. K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. It's like two different words here, know and ledge. And this is the know that has a silent K at the beginning. So it's knowledge. K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. Now, what did it mean by it is the way to live forever? Well, forever means this year and next year and the year after and 20 years from now, maybe 50 years from now. To live forever means that it will never go away. So if you have knowledge that you're giving or teaching to somebody, they will learn it. And if they pass it on, the knowledge will keep alive. And you can just go down through the generations that way. People will always know what you have said. I think of some of the historical writers that have written, like Hamlet, plays, Shakespeare. Their knowledge, or what they've written and given to us, has lived for a long, long time. So that's why it means it can live forever. Number 34, be gentle with our Earth planet. Gentle. That means to be good, be nice. Gentle, G-E-N-T-L-E. Well, that just means that we need to be good to our Earth. You know, our Earth is getting very, very full of people. And sometimes we wonder where all the garbage goes. And sometimes we take all the trees off our land or all the grass off our land. And we wonder, where is something going to grow? Because all the nutrients are gone. So we need to be careful with our Earth. Number 35, pray. Prayer has incredible power. Let me spell prayer for you. P-R-A-Y-E-R, prayer. P-R-A-Y-E-R. What does incredible mean? It means unbelievable, maybe even marvelous or wonderful. Let me spell all those words for you. There's many of them. I hope you have a pencil that you can write them down. Incredible. I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Incredible. I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Now, I said it meant unbelievable, so let's spell that. U-N-B-E-L-I-E-V-A-B-L-E. Unbelievable. Or wonderful. W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L. Wonderful. I also said marvelous, so let me spell marvelous for you. MARVELLOUS. Marvelous. MARVELLOUS. Number 36. Never interrupt someone who flatters you. Interrupt. That means to make them stop so that you can talk. I know I have that problem sometimes. I think somebody's telling me something and I want to finish their sentence for them. So I interrupt them. Or I say, just a minute, let me tell you something. So interrupting is you make somebody else stop talking so that you can talk. Interrupt. 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 Now, if they're flattering you, that means they're giving you a compliment. They're saying good things about you. So you never want to stop them when they're saying wonderful things about you. That's why it says, never interrupt someone who flatters you. So to flatter means to give you a compliment or say something nice. Flatters. 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 Number 37. Take care of your problems. Problems are things that sometimes we have that we need to do something about. Problems. So take care of them. Do something about them. Number 38. Do not trust a man or woman who does not close their eyes when you kiss them. I just didn't even know what to say for this one. I didn't know what to look up for spellings because I've never really noticed what to do when you kiss someone. Do you shut your eyes? I don't know. That's an experiment that you need to try. Number 39. Once a year, visit a place you have never been before. Visit. That means to go and see a new place, doesn't it? Visit. V-I-S-I-T. Now, if you have the opportunity to do that, it's wonderful to go to a place that you've never ever been. Because I live in Hong Kong now, I'm hoping that at least once a year, I can go and visit a place that I have never been. That, to me, would be very, very informative and a lot of fun. Number 40. If you make a lot of money, channel it so as to help others while you are alive. This is the greatest satisfaction a treasure can afford you. Channel something. What does that mean? It means to give it in a certain way or to use it in a certain way. So to channel something means to steer it in the direction that maybe is different than what you're used to. So to channel something means to take it and put it in a certain area or give it to a certain place. Channel it. C-H-A-N-N-E-L. Channel. Let me spell it again. C-H-A-N-N-E-L. Now it says this is the greatest satisfaction. Greatest here means the best. Greatest. G-R-E-A-T. E-S-T. Now, what's satisfaction? It means that you have fulfillment or you're contented or contentment, satisfaction. S-A-T-I-S-F-A-C-T-I-O-N, satisfaction. S-A-T-I-S-F-A-C-T-I-O-N, satisfaction. And I said it meant fulfillment. So let me spell that. F-U-L-F-I-L-L-M-E-N-T. It's the greatest satisfaction a treasure can afford you. Treasure here means something that's worth a lot to you. And usually money is, isn't it? Money is usually worth a lot to us. So that's a treasure. T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E. And to afford means to give. This is the greatest satisfaction a treasure can afford you. Well, let's hurry along. We've got 5 left. Remember that sometimes not getting what you want is very lucky. Sometimes we really want things, don't we? But sometimes if we get them, they're not very good for us. So if we're not getting something, sometimes we're lucky. We're fortunate. Lucky. L-U-C-K-Y. Another way to say that would be, it's not always in your best interest. Number 42. Learn all the rules and then break some. Rules are laws sometimes, aren't they? Things that you shouldn't do. Maybe they're just rules in your house. You don't want to have your carpet dirty, so you make everybody take their shoes off at the front door. That's a rule, isn't it? Now, then it says, sometimes you should break some. That means sometimes you should do something just a little bit different. Don't break a law that maybe is a government law or a state law or a city law, but maybe just something that's different in your own house. Number 43, remember that the greatest relationships are the ones in which the love between two people is greater than the need one has of the other. A relationship is how we get along with somebody. How do we interact with people? Relationships. R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P-S. Relationships. That's how we get along with others, maybe our co-workers, or people that live in the same house with us. Our relationships. R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P-S. Now remember that the greatest relationships are the ones in which the love between two people is greater, that means is more, than the need one has of the other. How much do we need the other people in our lives? Sometimes we need them because maybe they pay the rent for us. Maybe they help us with the groceries. But sometimes we can do without some of those things, and the people we should love is what the greatest need is. That's what the relationship should be. Let me read it again. Remember that the greatest relationships are the ones in which the love between two people is greater than the need one has of the other. It just means that we should love everybody more than what we expect in return. Number 44. Judge your success in light of what you had to give up in order to obtain it. Oh, I almost didn't read that one very right. What does it mean to judge? It means to believe or consider, even to think. And what is success? The things that you have achieved. So judge or believe what you have achieved in light of what you had to give up. Sometimes we have to give up a lot of things. I know if you're a student, you might have to give up money from a job that you've worked at in order to go back to school and earn a degree. So we had to give up something in order to get something. And that's what that means here. To obtain something means to get something. Obtain. O-B-T-A-I-N. Obtain. So don't make a judgment about how people are successful because you don't know what they had to give up in order to obtain that success. Well, the last one. Relate to love and to the kitchen completely. That one I think is kind of a joke, isn't it? Relating to love, I can understand. That means think well of love. Relate to it. Know what you're doing when you're loving somebody else. But also, love the kitchen. I think it just means to make sure that you know how to cook for yourself so that you don't have to rely on others all the time. So have somebody to love, but make sure you do something for somebody else too. Or make sure that you know how to feed yourself and not have to wait for your wife or your husband to do it for you. Well, like I said, that was a lot of different instructions for life. But we made it right to the end, all the way to number 45. And I hope that you have learned some things just because you've listened for several days to all of these instructions. I told you at the beginning of the program that I would give you an address where you could write to me, whether you want to just write to me and say hello, or if you want to ask for the little booklets that we put all our stories into. They're also called Jewels from the Internet. Let me give you the address. You put down to Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, and the address is Kowloon Central, P.O. Box 70699. I'm going to spell Kowloon Central for you. Capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N, capital C-E-N-T-R-A-L, Kowloon Central, Post Office Box, so it's P.O. Box 70699. We also have an email address, so let me give that to you. zhaomang@vohc.com. I'll spell it. zhaomang@vohc.com. Our fax number here is 852-2457-6019. Our website is www.vohc.com. I hope that you will come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Bye for now.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 AIDE 艾德 @vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。